CFC Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNY Mutual Group's Discovery Conference, year 2021. And amongst all the content that we covered, one of the sessions really stood out for us. Well, actually, they all stood out for us. Just some great content again this year. But one of the conferences or sessions that we sat in on was put on by Market Insights' Joe Sullivan, and it was entitled "Preparing for Marketing Success in a Post-COVID-19 World." And in this particular clip, Joe talks about six ways of being successful in your marketing operations, and he spells it all out right here. So check it out.
So I want to launch this now as a way to jump into six things that you can do, ways of being successful in your operation. The first is you've got to be data-driven. And you know, the role that data and analytics and is only going to increase. But what I want to share here is this. As a member, as someone that banks with your institution, I want you to present solutions, product ideas, retirement planning, features on the mobile app within the context of who I am and how I live my life. So context and personalization. And this is why you use data. But what I find interesting is that when financial marketers were surveyed about the skill sets that they need going forward in the marketing department, they said analytics, you know, good at looking at data and analyzing it for trends, and data visualization was first. Being able to deliver good content is second, and customer experience management is third. So data is required for all of those. Second, you've got to confirm the data insights. And by that, I mean, you've got to do a litmus test. You've got to check in and take the pulse of where your members are at. And you can do this the old-fashioned way if you want. You can pick up the phone and call them. You can have a video chat. You can do surveys and detailed market research. But you've got to get feedback from the members as to where they are right now on their financial journey and what they need help with. Third, you've got to be customer-obsessed. Now, Jeff Bezos and Amazon, whether you like them or whether you don't, they use the word customer-obsessed because it elevates the conversation beyond being simply customer or member-centric. So it's a way of being. And you know, with Amazon, it was about fast and easy and using data for that experience. But your job as marketers is to make it so that your members want to tell the story of how you helped them. That's your role, period. I want to spend a little time on video. So we are using so much video, and it should be your number one channel for content creation in 2021. If you send me an email or send me a letter, I'm going to remember 10% of what it is that you told me. If you deliver that message via a video, I'm going to remember 95% of it. So this is why when you go to news sites like a CNN, for example, and it may be too much for you, but there's so much video because we are visual people and we remember things when we look at it. That's why having a video chat with someone is so much more engaging. It's kind of like wanting to buy the album after you've seen the person in concert or whatever, or download it. But I want to give you some specifics about video. Number one is you want to do it long form. We hold our phones this way for the most part. We don't want to have to turn it this way in order to look at your content. So create the content in your video in the way that I hold my phone, which is vertically. The second is I want you to consider this, what we call super short videos. Call them snack size, bite size. I'm saying 6 seconds or less. You cannot sell anything, but you can make an impression. And that's the whole point. And you use the short form video to engage people so they come back, so they listen to your 2 or 3 minute commercial, your infomercial, whatever it is. So you use short content held vertically, 6 seconds or less, to make an impression, hopefully a positive one. And then you can whet their appetite to come back for more content that's maybe 2 to 3 minutes in nature of how to plan for retirement, tax saving strategies for tax year, or whatever the case may be. So video, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot overstate it. And I think you know this firsthand because you've had a 15-month tutorial on the importance of using video and voice and screen activated engagement. So one of the things that you've got to do is you've got to anticipate what's going to happen with your members and your markets. And no one has a perfect crystal ball, but the things that I've laid out so far are giving you a pretty good direction and sense of where things will be. So finding your way through this is going to require you to be more agile and more focused than you have ever been before. So what do we mean by that? You don't know how scenarios are going to play out in your market and among your members. You've got to have a number of different marketing campaigns ready to go. And you're like, well, that's a great idea. I can barely get one ready. And now you want me to do three or four? Think of it this way. Worst case scenario, most likely scenario, and best case scenario of how COVID plays out in your market and how this is going to impact, I don't know, your members' ability to get a mortgage or to refinance or to pay off the house early and buy an island or something. But what I'm getting at is you want to be prepared with short campaigns. Gone are the days of these long, drawn-out, protracted marketing campaigns. I would rather have you stocked with an arsenal of 3 to 4 really good campaigns that you can play out if scenario A happens, if scenario B happens, if scenario C happens. And doing so is going to allow you to be more responsive to the conditions that happen. So speaking of that, I want to talk a little bit about keeping it human. You know, as I mentioned, we've all been living limited versions of ourselves. We've been staying at home more and not going out. We're finally starting to have dinner out with friends a little bit and maybe having a backyard barbecue where we don't have to stand at opposite ends of the backyard. But I think that COVID has magnified all of our need as humans to connect with one another's. And so we want to connect with others and we want to be seen and heard. So one of the things that I've often said is that the greatest gift that you can give to another human being is to let them know that they have been heard and listened to and understood.
Thank you very much, Joe. And stay tuned for more coverage of CUNA Mutual's CUNA Mutual Group's Discovery Conference here on CU Broadcast.